Welcome to Westerman Weekly. Here's your host, Muriel Wiley.
Welcome. We're speaking with 4th District U.S. Congressman Bruce Westerman.
Okay, Congressman, can you tell us about your Arkansas tourism tour?
Yeah, every year I try to do a tour focused on tourism, and also I do one on agriculture as well. Those are two things that are very important in 4th District. But I started off in my district in Jasper and got to climb some rocks. They have a place called Horseshoe Canyon Ranch, and they have this big contest where people climb for 24 hours straight. There were people from all over the country. People came in from Alaska. There were people from France and Great Britain. And even this guy, Hanold, who climbed the El Capitan out in California without any ropes or anything. He's climbed those rocks before. It's world-class climbing right here in Arkansas. And I was able to go up, not only witness the event, but they hooked me up on some ropes and got me up on about a 50-foot vertical rock that I climbed. So that was a lot of fun. And then I spent a lot of time down in South Arkansas, some state parks and rodeo arenas, did a little bit of fording clays and skeet shooting. I had a lot of fun with that. And then back up in the northern part of the district where I toured some areas in the National Forest where there's a lot of ATV recreation. So that's a huge thing in both the Ouachita and the Ozark National Forest. And there's a venue up on what we call the Pig Trail up in Madison County called Mulberry Mountain. They have these huge concerts out there. They were preparing for EDM kind of music, and people sold tickets to people in every state in the country for this EDM concert. A lot of fun things going on up there. And then I spent some time with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission looking at some of the wildlife management areas and how they manage to keep abundant wildlife and healthy forests so that all of us Arkansans who like hunting and fishing, we have places to do that. And we are blessed with those kind of places in Arkansas. And there's some federal legislation out there that I'm working on that will help strengthen outdoor recreation. Really fun week traveling around, actually seeing some stuff in the district that I hadn't seen before, and I thought I had seen it all.
That is so funny that you mentioned all that, because it was my next question. I was going to ask you, what are the steps you've taken to improve outdoor recreation opportunities for the state of Arkansas?
Well, serving on the Natural Resources Committee, we deal with all things outdoors. So the National Park Service, Forest Service, really all federal lands fall under the jurisdiction of our committee. I'm excited about a bill that we passed out of committee that should be on the floor soon to address the maintenance backlog issues on federal lands. We have about a $19 billion maintenance backlog on our parks and fish and wildlife areas and Forest Service lands. People use these a lot, but we've just neglected doing maintenance. So that's one area where I'm working. And then we have another bill out there focused on restoring wildlife and wildlife habitat. And I'm really excited to work on that. And plus to continue advocating for access to our public lands. That is a huge issue. And it's one of the bigger issues that I get questions about. You know, people who are law-abiding, tax-paying citizens who feel like that, and I think rightly so, that these lands are public lands. They're out there for public use, and they want to be able to ensure that they have access to them, not only now, but in the future. So those are some areas I work on and really enjoy that kind of work.
Last question, what do you have planned for the upcoming week?
So I mentioned we do an ag tour. We're going to be doing that next week. We're going to be visiting a lot of ag producers in the 4th District. One area we're going to focus on is in the Arkansas River Valley, where they had all the flooding. A lot of these farmers weren't even able to plant their crops this year, so it's a tough time for those farmers in those areas. But we'll also be visiting with some other producers along the way. So the great thing about it is it's October, the weather's cooling off. I got to spend time looking at outdoor tourism activities, and I get to get out on some farms. I have no complaints.
Thank you, Congressman. We look forward to speaking with you next week.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of Westerman Weekly with your host, Muriel Wiley.